Stop 8, Changing Landscapes. Follow the walkway past the Nature Center, and you will sense the vista open up to the rolling landscape of Drumlin Farm. The fields and forest before you may look like they have been there forever, but the landscape here, as is the case all across New England, has been changed over the years by the touch of both nature and farmer. Look up, and you will find one of the more modern additions to the landscape, our Sunbird's Solar Sculpture. Designed by kinetic sculptor Gregory Kersey, the tall tower is topped by three sets of red metal bird wings that move with the power of the sun. Try covering the photovoltaic panel with your hands or body. Can you change the sculpture's movement by using yourself as a shadow? There's another larger solar panel on the rear roof of the Nature Center. Can you find it? This panel provides clean and green energy for about one quarter of the electricity needed to power the building. Just beyond the sunbird sculpture is a low rock wall, an interesting contrast of the old with the new. Stone walls like this one still crisscross the landscape of New England, remnants of the hard work of farmers who piled the rocks they dug out of their fields into these dry walls. Needing to get the rocks out of their farmlands, farmers built these walls to define borders and corral farm animals. Think about the effort it must have taken to lift every one of these rocks by hand and stack them so neat and high. Today, New England's rock walls offer excellent habitat for mammals like chipmunks and mice, who find homes and places to store food in the crevices. Snakes and insects also hide between the stones. As we enjoy the beauty of this and other rock walls at Drumlin Farm and the link they present to traditional farming practices, we can appreciate their continued habitat value in the landscape today.